You're listening to SBS News.
48-year-old Janine Norris from the New South Wales Central Coast had received the AstraZeneca vaccine a few days before experiencing fatal blood clotting. Her family has paid tribute to her fun-loving, happy character and a sense of service to those around her. In a statement, the family thanked medical staff who did everything they could to save her. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says there will now be a continuous review of all COVID-19 vaccines administered in Australia.
The government will ask ATAGI to ensure continuous review of all of the vaccines in terms of their safety and their efficacy. That work is already conducted by the Therapeutic Goods Administration, but continuous review is exactly why we have prioritised safety above all else.
Ms Norris had the AstraZeneca vaccine before authorities changed their advice to say people aged under 50 should be given the Pfizer vaccine. Her case is the first death in Australia from a rare blood clotting disease linked to the AstraZeneca vaccine. Although there have been two other non-fatal cases linked to the vaccine who are recovering in hospital, a woman in her 40s in Western Australia and a 44-year-old man in Victoria. Professor John Skerritt, Deputy Secretary of the Therapeutic Goods Administration, says Ms Norris's case has been complicated by underlying medical conditions.
The case was particularly complicated to make a call on because the lady had a number of underlying medical conditions. And one of the things that has distinguished almost all, but not every, almost all cases of this unusual rare condition is that there were these antibodies that normally cause the platelets to drop down in their number. These antibodies were missing in her case. So it was quite an atypical case, and this issue is being further examined.
He says for people over the age of 50 who are more vulnerable to dying from COVID-19, the benefits of vaccination outweigh the risks. An autopsy next week and a coronial inquest is expected to reveal more information about Ms Norris's death and the link to the AstraZeneca vaccine. At least 885,000 doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine have been administered in Australia. That means the frequency of rare blood clotting linked to the vaccine is 1 in 295,000 cases. Dr. Jose Perdomo, a haematologist researcher at the University of New South Wales, says it's reassuring that the TGA has taken a cautious approach.
The type of thrombosis induced by vaccination is an immune reaction that produces very strong clotting or thrombosis in different parts of the body, and it can be fatal. But having said that, it is still very rare, and it seems to be even more rare in older populations. And these older populations are the ones that are recommended to have the AstraZeneca vaccine. Yeah, I think that the TGA is taking a very cautious approach, but it will reassure the population that any potential side effects are being taken very seriously.
More than 1.3 million Australians have been vaccinated since the program started in February. The original goal to have all Australians who wanted a vaccine to be given their first dose by the end of the year has now been scrapped. That timeline had been dependent on the usage of the AstraZeneca vaccine, which is now no longer being offered to those under the age of 50. Federal Opposition Leader Anthony Albanese says the federal government should have handled the rollout better.
What I'm concerned about is that GPs haven't been told when they'll be getting vaccines and how many. What I'm concerned about is that Australians don't know when they're going to be vaccinated and what with. They have not put appropriate measures in place. I'm always comfortable with the TGA doing its job. They have done their job. The federal government hasn't done its.
Meanwhile, New South Wales Health says it's contained an outbreak of COVID-19 in hotel quarantine. Seven travellers from two families in neighbouring rooms at the same Sydney hotel quarantine facility have been shown to have the same viral sequence. Dr. Stephen Connerty from New South Wales Health says the outbreak at the Adena Apartments Hotel at Sydney's Town Hall is now under control.
The cases have been separately transferred to the special health accommodation and present no risk of transmission to the community. Staff who worked on the 12th floor of the hotel while the original case was potentially infectious are self-isolating until they receive further advice from New South Wales Health. All other returned travellers who are on the 12th floor of the hotel during this time have been retested and have returned negative results.
It comes as the state is hoping to welcome back international students by considering the idea of making student accommodation providers sign contracts for a special student quarantine program. The health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Biwa Kwan, SBS News.